These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending January 10th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Mozilla updated Firefox to patch an actively exploited critical zero-day vulnerability. Researchers at China's Qihoo 360 reported the flaw, which is a form of type confusion that can cause data to be written or read from memory locations that should be off limits. This can bypass address space layout randomization and lead to control of an affected system and also cause crashes. The flaw is fixed in Firefox 72.01.1. Users of Firefox should update immediately. Facebook and Instagram will offer users an option to see fewer political and social issue ads. The feature will come to U.S. users of Facebook and Instagram this summer. Later this month, people will get the option to not just block all ads from any advertiser, which Facebook users already have, but elect the option not to be targeted by email address or phone number, something Facebook calls custom audiences from a list. In other words, you can say it's fine to see an ad from McDonald's as long as it's not actually targeted at you because your info was on a list. You can also reverse that and unblock yourself from seeing a company's ads. Political candidates sometimes do that to stop paying for ads to appear for people they believe will not donate no matter what. Coming in Q1 is a new feature in the ad library for Facebook that lets users see how many people a political advertiser was attempting to reach. Microsoft released a new tool in collaboration with the Meet Group, Roblox, Kick, and Thorn, codenamed Project Artemis, that scans online chats to pinpoint conversations that may involve exploitation of children. It's built off a Microsoft patent available to third parties and uses historical chat data to assign probability ratings to chats. Companies can then use that rating to determine whether a human moderator should step in to review. Google's Project Zero has a good reputation for finding vulnerabilities in all kinds of software, not just Google's, but often rubs companies the wrong way because of its disclosure policy. Up until now, that policy has been to disclose a vulnerability as soon as it's fixed, whether the company that fixed the vulnerability wants it disclosed at that point or not. So for 2020, Project Zero will try out a policy of disclosing vulnerabilities only after the 90-day window has expired, fixed or not, as before, unless the company fixing the vulnerability agrees with Project Zero to disclose early. The idea is to allow for multiple patches that are more thorough to be applied before disclosure and encourage better patch adoption by users. It also means an incomplete fix would just be reported in the 90-day report rather than generating a new deadline. At the end of 12 months, Project Zero will decide whether to make that change permanent or not. Cybersecurity research firm Checkpoint Research says it found multiple vulnerabilities in the TikTok app. One let a hacker spoof text messages to seem like they were coming from TikTok, then send a fake link, then access part of a user's TikTok account. A hacker could also redirect a user to a malicious website that looked like TikTok's homepage. Checkpoint says it told TikTok about the vulnerabilities in November, and they have since been fixed. The United States Federal Bureau of Investigation sent a letter to Apple asking for help unlocking two iPhones believed to have been possessed by a man who killed three people at Naval Air Station in Pensacola. The FBI requested help from other agencies and countries as well. Apple said the FBI requested the information last month, and it had given the agency all the data it had and will continue to offer help. The U.S. executive branch proposed new regulatory principles regarding AI development and use, saying federal agencies should, quote, promote trustworthy AI, and also a quote, must consider fairness, non-discrimination, openness, transparency, safety, and security. Last year, the European Commission's high-level expert group on artificial intelligence issued its own set of ethical guidelines for the European Union. Finally, Facebook had a booth at CES to show off its new privacy checkup tool, first launched in 2014. There are now four topics: who can see what you share, how to keep your account secure, how people find you on Facebook, and your data settings on Facebook. One central tab lets you change settings like who can see your profile and send you friend requests, enabling two-factor authentication and reviewing third-party app permissions. The tool does not offer controls over letting Facebook or advertisers see information. This is only regarding other groups and users. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.